So let's review. Our daf begins with a new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Amr Reb Yosi, Maisa b'tinoikis sheyardu lamalas mayim min ha'ayin, v'nentza. There was an incident in which a man was ma'anis a young girl. Amr Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, Im roiv anshei ha'ir masin l'kohuna, harezu tinas l'kohuna. If the majority of the men in this town are kosher, she is kosher l'kohuna. She may marry a kohen. The Gemara explains that, as we learned on Daf Yud Gimel, according to Reb Gamliel, afil roiv pesulin nami machsher. She's kosher l'kohuna. And according to Yeshua, afil b'rev k'sherim nami pasul, she's psul l'kohuna. However, in our Mishnah, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, she's k'sher l'kohuna, because we are speaking of a case where there were trei ruber, two rives, rive ha'ir, the townspeople were rive k'sherim, and rive siya, the visitors who came to this town on market day were rive k'sherim. The Gemara further explains that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, me'ikar ad-din, one rive would suffice based on the general halacha of halchan acha harive. We go according to the majority. However, ma'ila also b'yuchsin. The chacham were machmer regarding marrying a kohen to require two rives because of a gzera. And the Gemara elaborates and introduces the concept of kol kavua kemerza merzadami. If the doubt arose in a fixed location, we ignore the majority and treat it as a suffik hashakal, an even suffik. Called the parish meruba parish, if the doubt arose outside of a fixed location, it is assumed to be from the majority. Therefore, me'ikra din, we have the following three cases. If we know that the man was one of the visitors, and they are rev k'sherim, she's k'sher l'kuhuna because holchan acha rev siya, and called the parsh meruba parsh, because they are nighty moving. If we know that the man was one of the townspeople, and they are rev k'sherim, it depends. If the ko'azli inhu legaba, the man went to the woman, she's also k'sher l'kuhuna, because holchan acha rev ha'ir, and called the parsh meruba parsh, because they are nighty moving. However, if the ka'azla ihi ligabai hu, the woman went to the man, she's psul l'kohuna, because kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. It's an even suffik, because they are kevi'i v'kaimi, the man is in his fixed place. Therefore, because of maila asa b'yuchsin, the chacham made a gzera that we do not rely on raiv in the first two cases, raiv siya and raiv ha'ir, because we might rely on raiv ha'ir in the third case, where we cannot rely on raiv ha'ir mikra adin. However, where we do not know who the man was at all, he could be from the siya or the ear, and he came to her, she is k'sher l'kohuna, because holchan acha rev siya and rev ha'ir, and we say called the parsh meruba parsh, because they are nighty moving, and there is no gezeira because there are trei rubi, two rives. As mentioned earlier, this gezeira is only in cases of yuchsin, but in other halachas, we say holchan acha rev, even where there is only one rive, as in the case of Tesha Chanuyas, and the Gemara cites the Braisa. Tesha Chanuyas kulam meuches basa shchuta, v'achas meuches basa nevela. A group of 10 stores, 9 of which sell only kosher meat, and 1 sells non-kosher meat. And a person bought meat in one of the stores, and does not remember in which store he bought it. Sveikoy aser, the meat is forbidden because kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. Any doubt that arises in a fixed location is treated like an even suffik, and sveika deres l'chumra. If a piece of meat was found in the general area outside the stores, we follow the majority and the meat is permitted. We assume it came from the majority, one of the 9 kosher stores, because the doubt arose when it was no longer in the fixed location. The Gemara proceeds to present the source for kol kavua kemechza mechzadami, even when it leads to a kula. The pasuk says by a ritzach, v'arav lei v'kamalav, and the Rabban explained this pasuk to teach us, Prat Lazarik Evan Lagai. In the case where there were 9 Yidden and 1 guy that were Kavua, and a person threw a rock at the group and they killed one of them, he is not Chayiv Misa, because Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechzadami, and therefore he is Pater from Misa. The Gemara proceeds to discuss another similar case, Matzaba Tinik Moshlach. If a person found an abandoned child, Imroiv Oivde Kechavim Oivde Kechavim, and we may feed the child Nevelis. However, because he may be a yid, and the din is ein holchen bepikuach nefesh acharoiv, therefore a yid may be mechal shabbos to save his life. In Rav Yisrael, Yisrael, and if this child lost an item, one is mechuyev in hashavas aveda. However, because it's a suffik, and as we learned that my loss of a yuchsin that we need two rives, therefore if it's a girl, then even if she is later misgayer, she is still asur l'kayin, and Mechza Mechza Yisrael. And if his ox that's a tam gores the ox of a yid, unlike a guy who must pay nezik shalim, because that's the law that goyim accepted upon themselves, he only pays chatzi nezik and may say, prove that I'm not a yid and I will pay you the other half.